Escuelas oficiales de idiomas de Andalucía. Comprensión oral. Inglés. Nivel intermedio B1. Tarea 1. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Extract 0.
There were many jobs for men in ancient Greece, including farmer, fisherman, soldier, teacher, government worker, and craftsman. The women, however, were generally homemakers and would raise the children and cook the meals.
Extract 1.
Greek homes were built around an outdoor courtyard. The courtyard was the center of activity. It usually had a well for water, an altar to worship the gods, and was a good place for the kids to play. Around the courtyard were the rooms of the house. Different rooms included a workroom, a storeroom, and bedrooms. The walls of Greek homes were made from sun-dried bricks with small windows set high in the walls. They were designed to keep the house cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
Extract 2.
When a Greek child was born, the father could decide whether to keep the child or not. If the child appeared weak or was a girl, sometimes the father would abandon the child. Once a child was accepted by the father, he or she was treated well. Greek children had toys and spent the day playing games. When boys became 7 years old, they started school. They learned math, reading, and writing. Sometimes they would also learn a musical instrument. When they got older, they learned how to debate. Girls did not go to school. Children were considered adults by the age of 13.
Extract 3.
The ancient Greeks mostly ate bread dipped in wine, cheeses, fish, olives, and vegetables. Meat like pork or beef was only eaten on rare occasions such as festivals. Watered-down wine was the main drink. The men would often have dinner parties for their friends. They would start at sundown and run until late.
Extract 4.
The ancient Greeks wore a tunic called a chiton. Both men and women wore the chiton. It was a basic tunic made from a single rectangle of cloth cut into two. It was fastened at different places and a belt was used at the waist. There were chitons of different lengths and colors. They were generally made out of a thin wool material. Some people could afford linen or even silk chitons.
Extract 5.
Wealthy Greeks wore jewelry made from precious metals like gold and silver. They wore rings, necklaces, and earrings. One of the most desired features of a Greek woman was to have pale skin. This showed that she wasn't poor or a slave that had to work outside. Women would use makeup to powder their skin to make it appear lighter. They also sometimes used lipstick. The ancient Greeks loved to style their hair. Men generally wore their hair short, but they parted their hair and used oils and perfumes in it. Women wore their hair long. This helped to separate them from slave women, who had their hair cut short.
Extract 6.
Women in ancient Greece were considered second-class citizens to men. Before getting married, girls were subject to their father and had to obey his commands. After getting married, wives were subject to their husbands. Women were looked down upon by men and were considered no smarter than children. Women were expected to stay at home and manage the household.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 0.
There were many jobs for men in ancient Greece, including farmer, fisherman, soldier, teacher, government worker, and craftsman. The women, however, were generally homemakers and would raise the children and cook the meals.
Extract 1.
Greek homes were built around an outdoor courtyard. The courtyard was the center of activity. It usually had a well for water, an altar to worship the gods, and was a good place for the kids to play. Around the courtyard were the rooms of the house. Different rooms included a workroom, a storeroom, and bedrooms. The walls of Greek homes were made from sun-dried bricks with small windows set high in the walls. They were designed to keep the house cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
Extract 2.
When a Greek child was born, the father could decide whether to keep the child or not. If the child appeared weak or was a girl, sometimes the father would abandon the child. Once a child was accepted by the father, he or she was treated well. Greek children had toys and spent the day playing games. When boys became 7 years old, they started school. They learned math, reading, and writing. Sometimes they would also learn a musical instrument. When they got older, they learned how to debate. Girls did not go to school. Children were considered adults by the age of 13.
Extra 3.
The ancient Greeks mostly ate bread dipped in wine, cheeses, fish, olives, and vegetables. Meat like pork or beef was only eaten on rare occasions such as festivals. Watered-down wine was the main drink. The men would often have dinner parties for their friends. They would start at sundown and run until late.
Extra 4.
The ancient Greeks wore a tunic called a chiton. Both men and women wore the chiton. It was a basic tunic made from a single rectangle of cloth cut into two. It was fastened at different places, and a belt was used at the waist. There were chitons of different lengths and colors. They were generally made out of a thin wool material. Some people could afford linen or even silk chitons.
Extract 5.
Wealthy Greeks wore jewelry made from precious metals like gold and silver. They wore rings, necklaces, and earrings. One of the most desired features of a Greek woman was to have pale skin. This showed that she wasn't poor or a slave that had to work outside. Women would use makeup to powder their skin to make it appear lighter. They also sometimes used lipstick. The ancient Greeks loved to style their hair. Men generally wore their hair short, but they parted their hair and used oils and perfumes in it. Women wore their hair long. This helped to separate them from slave women, who had their hair cut short.
Extract 6.
Women in ancient Greece were considered second-class citizens to men. Before getting married, girls were subject to their father and had to obey his commands. After getting married, wives were subject to their husbands. Women were looked down upon by men and were considered no smarter than children. Women were expected to stay at home and manage the household.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 1. Tarea 2. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
Extract 1.
Today we're going to learn about the most important star in the universe. Today we're going to study the Sun. The Sun is a star, an enormous sphere of extremely hot gas which is continuously shining and spinning around. It seems much bigger and brighter than any other star, but that is only because our planet is close to it. More so than to any other star.
Extract 2.
To give you an idea, the surface temperature on the Sun is 5,800 degrees Celsius. In only 1 second, more energy is released from the Sun than that which has been consumed by all humanity so far. Just in 1 second.
Extract 3.
Though the light that the Sun emits doesn't take that long to get to the Earth, it takes only 8 minutes for the light to travel from the moment it leaves the Sun till it reaches our planet. That's 300,000 kilometers per second. It's absolutely mind-blowing. It can circle the world 7 times in 1 second. There is most definitely nothing faster than light. So now we have learnt a little more about the Sun, our star, and about light.
Extract 4.
The Sun is composed of gas. The majority of this gas is hydrogen and helium, though there is also some carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen. It shines so brightly and transmits so much energy because in its interior they are atomic reactions, which turn the hydrogen into helium.
Extract 5.
Compared to the Earth, the Sun is enormous. 1,300,000 planets the size of our Earth can fit inside the Sun. It is also very far from our planet. Do you know how long it would take us to get to the Sun? Well, considering that the Sun is 150 million kilometers away, if we were travel from the Earth to the Sun by car at a speed of 100 kilometers an hour, we would take 170 years to get there.
Extract 6.
The Sun is in the center of our system, and that's why we call it the solar system, and all the planets in it revolve around the sun. It has been shining in space for more than 4.5 billion years. I said B for billion, and scientists claim it will continue to do so for another 5 billion years.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Extract 1.
Today we're going to learn about the most important star in the universe. Today we're going to study the sun. The sun is a star, an enormous sphere of extremely hot gas which is continuously shining and spinning around. It seems much bigger and brighter than any other star. But that is only because our planet is close to it, more so than to any other star.
Extract 2.
To give you an idea, the surface temperature on the sun is 5,800 degrees Celsius. In only 1 second, more energy is released from the sun than that which has been consumed by all humanity so far, just in 1 second.
Extract 3.
Though the light that the sun emits doesn't take that long to get to the Earth, it takes only 8 minutes for the light to travel from the moment it leaves the sun till it reaches our planet. That's 300,000 kilometers per second. It's absolutely mind-blowing. It can circle the world 7 times in 1 second. There is most definitely nothing faster than light. So now we have learnt a little more about the sun, our star, and about light.
Extract 4.
The sun is composed of gas. The majority of this gas is hydrogen and helium, though there is also some carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen. It shines so brightly and transmits so much energy because in its interior they are atomic reactions, which turn the hydrogen into helium.
Extract 5.
Compared to the Earth, the Sun is enormous. 1,300,000 planets the size of our Earth can fit inside the Sun. It is also very far from our planet. Do you know how long it would take us to get to the Sun? Well, considering that the Sun is 150 million kilometers away, if we were travel from the Earth to the Sun by car at a speed of 100 kilometers an hour, we would take 170 years to get there.
Extract 6.
The Sun is in the center of our system, and that's why we call it the solar system. And all the planets in it revolve around the Sun. It has been shining in space for more than 4.5 billion years. I said B for billion, and scientists claim it will continue to do so for another 5 billion years.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 2. Tarea 3. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer las instrucciones y el contenido de la tarea.
If you're afraid of public speaking, you're not alone. It's totally normal to have performance anxiety when giving a speech. Fortunately, it's possible to overcome your fear so that you can give effective public speeches. It's normal to be afraid that you'll forget something or say something wrong. Being prepared is the best way to handle this fear. Read about your topic so that you understand it well. If you have time, look for documentaries or online videos to help you understand it better. Also, when you choose a topic, pick a subject that you already know about. While you don't need to recite your speech word for word, it's helpful to write out what you want to say. Include a brief introduction of yourself and your topic. Then write out paragraphs presenting your main points and give some evidence or reasons to explain why. Then, end with a conclusion to repeat the important points to the audience. It's helpful to have notes when you're giving your speech in case you need help or you forget what you want to say. However, you don't want your notes to be too long because that makes it easy to get lost or confused. Instead, include the basic elements of your speech on a note card. This way, you can quickly look down and see a key term to remind you what you want to say. You've probably heard, practice makes perfect, and it's true. While you might not give a perfect speech, practicing will help you for the moment when you have to be in front of the audience. Start by reading your speech aloud to yourself. When you feel ready, perform your speech in front of a mirror. And if you have a time limit for your speech, time yourself when you're practicing. You can always make adjustments. Use a video camera or your phone to film yourself doing your speech. Act like your phone is the audience, so use gestures and facial expressions. Then, watch the speech and look for areas you can improve. Do this several times to build your confidence. Remember that this video is just for you. Choose people who will be honest about things that need to be improved on, but who will also support you. Then, perform your speech to them like you would for an audience. Ask them what they liked about your speech, as well as if you could improve on anything.
Dispone ahora de 1 minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
If you're afraid of public speaking, you're not alone. It's totally normal to have performance anxiety when giving a speech. Fortunately, it's possible to overcome your fear so that you can give effective public speeches. It's normal to be afraid that you'll forget something or say something wrong. Being prepared is the best way to handle this fear. Read about your topic so that you understand it well. If you have time, look for documentaries or online videos to help you understand it better. Also, when you choose a topic, pick a subject that you already know about. While you don't need to recite your speech word for word, it's helpful to write out what you want to say. Include a brief introduction of yourself and your topic. Then write out paragraphs presenting your main points and give some evidence or reasons to explain why. Then end with a conclusion to repeat the important points to the audience. It's helpful to have notes when you're giving your speech in case you need help or you forget what you want to say. However, you don't want your notes to be too long because that makes it easy to get lost or confused. Instead, include the basic elements of your speech on a note card. This way, you can quickly look down and see a key term to remind you what you want to say. You've probably heard, practice makes perfect, and it's true. While you might not give a perfect speech, practicing will help you for the moment when you have to be in front of the audience. Start by reading your speech aloud to yourself. When you feel ready, perform your speech in front of a mirror. And if you have a time limit for your speech, time yourself when you're practicing. You can always make adjustments. Use a video camera or your phone to film yourself doing your speech. Act like your phone is the audience, so use gestures and facial expressions. Then, watch the speech and look for areas you can improve. Do this several times to build your confidence. Remember that this video is just for you. Choose people who will be honest about things that need to be improved on, but who will also support you. Then, perform your speech to them like you would for an audience. Ask them what they liked about your speech, as well as if you could improve on anything.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 3. Aquí acaba la prueba de comprensión oral. Por favor, siga las instrucciones del profesorado en su aula.